Hello everybody, Andy here again. Well, today, as you were probably well aware, is September the 11th, the 11th of September, 9/11. Probably says something wherever you are in the world, a day that, one of those days in 2001 that none of us will ever forget if we were around to actually watch and experience the events of that particular day. And from a British point of view, I just thought I'd mention my own personal memories, because it's one of those sort of defining moments that everybody knows where they were, when they heard about it, when they saw it, etc. I was at work and I was actually doing some like staff representative type union type work, so I was sort of around about in my sort of offices where I worked at the time, and having a discussion with someone when someone happened to come in and said they just heard on the TV that was down in like the recreation room, for want of a better expression, and said that a plane had just apparently had just flown into one of the World Trade Center buildings. And at the time, as everybody did, I think, we all thought, they all thought, the people on the TV thought, that it was a light aircraft. So, you know, you think, okay, fair enough, that's a bit, you know, that's a bit of a strange occurrence, but there you go. They're tall buildings, etc., etc. And of course, as we now know, quarter of an hour later, that same person came up and said, another one, a second plane has flown into the second building, and this time it was actually live on TV. So, as you can imagine, everybody rushes down, goes and has a look, sees what's going on. It then becomes obvious by looking at the film exactly what's happened, and then you've got the sort of footage starts to come in of the first attack as well, and we realise that these were two sort of passenger airliners, etc. I remember saying at the time, and saying, oh, well, that must be Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and everybody else didn't know what on earth I was talking about. I think by the next day, or even later in that day, everybody knew the names of Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. I left work about that sort of time, watched a bit of the footage, obviously, and then came home, and by the time I got home, I was just in time to see the first building of the World Trade Center fall, the second one falling as well. Obviously, my wife came home, son and daughter came home from school. One of those sort of, as I said, one of those real defining moments. There's still lots and lots of programs every single year on the TV over here in Britain. There are some on tonight, there are some on tomorrow, there were some on yesterday as well. Sometimes going over, picking over little aspects that you didn't know about, but repeating old things. The Flight 93 film, an excellent film if you've not seen it, that's on again today. And funny enough, talking to my wife earlier, she was saying they watched one of these programmes the other day, and even my daughter was sitting there sort of fascinated by it. It is one of those occasions, one of those images that you saw there, that there's something compelling about them. There's something that you can't stop watching yourself, watching them, you know, and learning more and more. You've seen them, you know exactly what's going to happen. They're imprinted on your brain, but they're there. You just have to watch them all the time. So they're my memories. And I was just thinking, you know, where have we come from that particular day, sort of turning it slightly differently now. I mean, there was about 3,000 people died on that particular day in the separate events that occurred in New York and Washington and Pennsylvania. But since that day, as a consequence of the actions of that day, I mean, countless thousands of people have died across the world, literally right across the world, I think, for one reason or another. And it makes you wonder whether we've actually learnt anything. And even today, in Lower Manhattan, there's talk about having a couple of protest marches for opposing sides of the proposed sort of Islamic Center, which is being built near the Ground Zero site. And it makes me wonder, why should we be doing that today? Surely today should be a day of sort of remembrance, of reflection, rather than sort of rhetoric and recrimination and blame, etc. And it made me think of a quote from Mohandas Gandhi, surely a man of sort of peace and a man of great faith as well. And he had made a quote some years ago, an eye for an eye just ends up making the whole world blind. And I think that's something we do well to remember. Thank you.